Oh, you silly thing. Look what you've gone and done to yourself now. Hello, everyone. I don't know why I open with something sometimes. But yeah, oh god, how long has it been? Did I do one of these like at the end of last month? Or rather, the month before last. The month when I was last here. I don't know, I think I did. I can pull it up and have a look while I'm just yapping away here. I think, I've had a bit of a funny time. It's like, I normally struggle to, I don't know, fill an hour, I guess would be the best way to put it. It's like, you know, you ever just try to talk about something, like, for an extended period. It's like, man, I have had a time of it. Because it's like, most of what I've been focusing on has been, like, It's been a lot of me stuff. So it's like, it's stuff that I wouldn't even necessarily want to speak on because it's like, it's a lot of like, you know, I've been just like dealing with a lot of things in my personal life that have been sort of, you know, tricky or unpleasant or that I've been struggling with. But now, I feel like I'm doing better. I'm doing good. Oh, but I think it's funny because it's like once you've gotten past like a certain amount of like when you've had like a difficult period, which I'm sure everyone does every now and again. Once you've sort of like actually managed to do the work and get past a little bit, it's like I feel like you have a greater sense of clarity. It's weird. It's like I wouldn't want to necessarily describe it as confidence or an increase thereof. It's more along the lines of. The internal dialogue inside my head is a little bit sort of, like, clearer. Like, there's less shit going on than there was immediately beforehand, at the very least, anyway. But no, I think I'm really... So I've been back to work for, like, a week. And I took it easy. It's like, you know, I didn't sort of, like, rush anything. I did a grand total of 2 audios. I'll be addressing commissions in the next week. Had a couple of people sign up to the newest highest tier. Hi, if you're new. Actually, a couple of you might be in that tier and listening to one of these for the first time. And I will hopefully be addressing some of those soon. I'm really looking forward to doing, like, private content. Like those little things. It's like, I feel like, I've been thinking a lot about the nature of, like, commissions lately. Not just in relation to what to my work, but in relation to how people do them in general. And I think I've had this funny, like, realization where it's like, I realized, Jesus Christ, we are all so fucking tepid when we come to that sort of thing. It's like, me, especially. It's like, I feel like we all get so in our own head about, like, reaching out to someone and sort of saying, hey, I want you to do X, Y, and Z for me. It's like, I don't think of myself as very intimidating, and I really, like, hope that I don't come across that. I think I used to get quite a lot in, like, DMs and, like, that sort of thing of, like, oh, you're a little bit intimidating. And I think it's just because when I first started doing this, I think I had this sort of... I had a habit of, like, not throwing in jokes or, like, lols or lamars or whatever, like, into anything that I was doing or, like, using any kind of emojis or anything like that. So I just came across as, like, extremely fucking serious all the time, even though, like, you know, I would, like, write something down and it would meant to be coming across as, like, cute or, like, jokey, and it would just come across as dead fucking serious because I put absolutely, like, no text enunciation behind it. I don't know. That's funny to me. But I was thinking about it because I've been getting a couple of comms done here and there just for sort of, like, art to use for pages and everything. You guys know. And that sort of has resulted in these funny things where it's like, you know, like, an artist comes back to me and says, oh, yeah, like, what do you think of this sort of, like, piece here? And then it's like, I see, like, something that... do I like that? Is that what I wanted for this one? And it's like, I realize that I am hemming and hawing over, like, asking them to move a character's hand or, like, change an expression slightly or, like, lower an eyebrow. And it's like, bro, I need to shut up inside of myself and actually get on with things. But no. I've been, like, really looking forward to getting back to work, and I've got, like, so many, like, little plans. I think a lot of the stuff that I've sort of, like, worked on in the past month personally has sort of, like, helped me get a bit more of a sense of, like, just stepping ahead and doing something. It's like, I think I have... for a lot of my life, very much sort of, like, waited around for the opportune or perfect moment to do something. Right now, I am fully on board with just like getting in and saying like, fuck it, I've been thinking about doing this thing for ages and I'm going to do it now. I've been doing all sorts of things like that. I've been taking singing lessons. That's lovely. I did like do a kind of middling cover of Take My Hand by Matt Berry. Did you guys know that Matt Berry makes music? People either know that or they don't know that and they go, what the fuck, Matt Berry makes fucking music? With the voice? Matt Berry with this voice? With the Laszlo Cravensworth? And that guy from the IT Crowd? I don't know. Isn't it? He plays like an evil CEO. No, he plays like a CEO's spoiled rich son. And it's like fucking hilarious every time. I have not seen anything of the IT Crowd because like I've seen some clips and those characters annoy me a lot. But he doesn't because he's funny, because he's Matt Berry. If there are people in the fucking like audience listening to this and you don't know who Matt Berry is, I apologize for the tangent. Again, if you are new here in any fucking tier, whatever, you'll get used to this quickly. Who doesn't go on tangents when they're just talking at length to like no one in particular? Like, I think it's kind of weird if you don't do that, frankly. I say that because I am jealous. I wish I could stay on topic. It'd be nice. But no. I've been enjoying that. That's been really nice. It's like, it's been really like informative because like, you know, voice acting and singing are obviously not like totally similar skill sets, but they do sort of pull from similar places in terms of sort of the ability to manipulate one's own sounds and to do things vocally in a deliberate fashion. A lot of what I learned in regards to singing was simply things like breath control, which I had been doing somewhat, but it's like, it's a lot of the way in which you breathe when you do it and almost just like taking the initiative to take big fucking breaths in the middle of sentences or like in the middle of verses or whatever. It's like one of the singers that I've been doing some clips from, and you guys are not going to hear covers from this because holy shit, this stuff is ambitious and very difficult to do and I am not fully happy with my own results, is some covers of some Tori Amos material. I've been doing Little Earthquakes and Crucify. I fucking love those songs so much. And listening through to those songs while doing those classes has sort of, you know when you like learn a skill and then you watch other people doing the skill that you're learning and you like start cottoning onto details that you just didn't notice before? Holy shit, a lot of singers that I like do take gigantic fucking breaths in between lines. It's not putting me off their music or anything like that, but it's like, it's kind of cool to notice. It's like when I started learning audio editing, I started criticizing a lot of my favorite YouTubers' like audio quality. it's like especially like ASMR YouTubers, I felt really bad. It's like I'd get into their stuff and be like, man, you just have not done a white noise pass on this at all, have you? You incompetent. I don't actually do that, I swear. It is funny though. It's like, I remember I sort of sat down, this would be like a month or two after I'd started VAing, and like an ASMR vid that I typically had put on to like go to sleep for a while, it's like I had this thing on and it's like, this is a creator that I liked, and like I was like, oh man, this is not doing it for me anymore, because like their voice is quite quiet and it was like still quite buzzy in the white noise. I'm retelling you guys a story from like 2 years ago basically. I sort of sat down and I thought, fuck, okay, like I still want to like listen to this and like get the same experience I did before. I'm gonna need to do a master pass on this though. So I downloaded the video, stripped the audio out of the video, made it like, I gave it like a decibel boost of like between 5 to 10, and then I just did a white noise pass and like put it back through with like a couple of like mastering things, and then like stuck the video back together, re-uploaded it onto like my like personal YouTube channel, unlisted, and put it back in my playlist. And it's like, yeah, that does it. It's not even the only thing I've done that with. It's like, there's been a couple of like sort of smart audios here and there that I've done with that, and it's like, dude, oh, it's so funny to me. Because it's like, it's such a petty thing to do. Like, it's like, I think, oh no, what was the really bad one? What was the fucking song? Hang on, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Captain Beefheart and his magic band. Dun, 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 dun. You went away. Dun, 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 dun. cry light in the day. Bum, 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 bum. For what you done. Dun, 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 dun. What is it fucking called? Please, sun shines through. Do, 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 do. So sad, so sad, so sad by... It's not So Sad Three Times. It's So Sad by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. Did I get that right? Because it's a fucking weird song name and it's a fucking weird band name. Because it's from like the 70s and everyone had a terrible name for a band back then. Or a really simple, boring name for a band, which I guess is what you would also call a terrible name for a band. I'm just double checking that. Captain. I'm glad, not so sad, fuck. I should be forgiven for that. That rhymes. Sad baby. Sorry, I'm just like reminding myself of the song and singing along to it. But this song, which is an excellent song, by the way, I fucking love it. It's so good. The main singer's voice in the best recording of it that there is with the best instrumentals only fucking plays in the left ear. That is fucking maddening. And it's like trying to like remaster it myself, which I do have the technical knowledge to do so, if I had all the components separately. Trying to like detach someone's voice from like a channel and then like sort of like, because like when you have like stereo audio, so it plays in like both ears, like semi-independently, it's so difficult to like get a fucking good result from it. And like it's... Hang on, I just like fucking play the song again. I'm gonna sing a little bit of this. Just came around, I was sad. My head hung down, I felt really bad. Now I'm glad, glad of all the good times, oh, that we had. Sad baby. Bam, 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 bam. I love this fucking song. But yeah, it's like that was like one of my first sort of run-ins with like, oh man, I've gotten used to like a certain level of like sort of, not necessarily quality, but sort of like consistency. And it's like, I get this thing where if audio plays in one side of the ear too much for too long, it starts to almost like hurt, you know? Because it's like, it's not like an ear ringing or like a crackling sensation or anything like that you get from like muscle strain in the ear. It is literally just like, I feel like it's a psychological thing, a purely psychological thing of like, I really, really, really would like to like switch to the other ear for a bit. And this guy has a nice voice and these instrumentals are so smooth. And it's got one of my favorite sort of like changes between verses where there's like an instrumental kick in and it has the sort of like, fuck, I'm gonna pull the lyrics again. I might end up, like, subbing the audio in here. At least partly, anyway. You went away. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, I cried night and day. Bum, dun, dun, dun. For what you done. I had to pay. Left me so blue. Don't know what to do. Where to go. Oh, what to do. Please come back and let the sun shine through. I got that wrong. How does it go? I may do a cover of this. I may do a cover of this. The instrumentals are all in the right ear with no fucking voice. I can just nab the instrumentals. Easy. I don't even have to find a karaoke version. That's wonderful. I don't even crackling or anything. Lovely. Awesome. I hope that sounded good. I'm going to check real quick. It sounded okay. It sounded okay. I had to pause the recording, go back and listen to my own shit. it sounded okay for what it is, and that is, it was me just riffing. It's like, can I not riff? Can a man not riff? But yeah, like, I got big plans. I'm finally getting on with the 400 patron special. I've paused a little bit of the workload on that because, like, I was, like, sort of, like, toying with it. I'd done a couple of little tests. I'd sort of figured out the rough plot. I'd done a little bit of recording, and I was intending to start editing, and I think I even may have said that I had, but I'll get there. It'll be done by the end of the month. Other thing is, okay, so I've had this, like, thing. I've been talking about this for a long time. I really struggle with just going ahead and doing a thing when I would like to do a thing or when I think I should do a thing. Because it's like, I don't know whether to call it a confidence issue. I don't know whether to call it like an initiative issue. I would really struggle with sort of just like saying, yep, it is acceptable for me to make an executive decision to do this thing. It's like I would sort of, as I said previously, wait around for like, if not an opportune moment, then like a functional moment. It's like I would wait until like people were noticing and verifiably ready for me to do something rather than simply taking a step forward and saying, hey, we ready to do this? Yes, we are. Cool. Because of course the answer is, yeah, the doy. I was recently informed, a couple of weeks ago, that there's a new anime kicking around that is popular with people called Witch Hat Altair. Atelier. I've seen the fucking show at this point, like at least a couple episodes of it, and it's like, Witch Hat Atelier. I'm gonna say that with confidence. I'm not gonna look it up. I'm a big strong boy. I know what to do. And there is a character in there who, of course, is a white-haired fuckboy. Except he's not a fuckboy. He's fucking lovely. Called Kifri. I'm gonna say Quifri. Quifri. That does. I don't know what the hell that name is. But he has this I haven't quite logged it in yet, and obviously I'm only hearing my own voice from the interior, but he has this reassuring, confident, intelligent, and yet lightly threatening way of speaking. It's so subtle, and it's got layers, and I'm looking forward to giving it a go. Like I said, I don't know if that sounds right. I think I'm leaning a bit too Astarian. It is, like, similar in texture to, like, the Astarian voice, but, like, there's important differences that I much prefer to Astarian. I'm gonna say, I like this character too. It's like, I can see where the demand has come from. Three separate people have suggested I should do an audio as this guy. One person suggested I should do a self-collab with him and the, guy who has a Northern English accent, who I haven't met yet, so I can't recall his voice, though I have seen a clip or two, and that person might have been cooking. I just don't want to do a self-collab, because they are truly miserable experiences to make. And my heart might not bear it. It's fine. You thought I was about to cry, didn't you? Acting. Well... But no, it's that, it's the 200 patron, 200? Fucking hell, I would be behind, wouldn't I? 400 patron special, it's, a couple of other little things. I want to go to Comic-Con this year. I've not fucking done that before. My IRL friends asked me if I wanted to go to Comic-Con with them for the first time in, like, 2015 or 2016. 80 fucking years ago, as far as I'm concerned. I said no at the time because I felt like I didn't really want to go. They asked again the next year. I said no again for reasons that I cannot fucking remember at all. I think they may have asked the year after that. And that was the last time they bothered going. Because, like, you know, we were teenagers. Like, we all had shit to do after that point. And, like, I'm now considering going solo. Which, like, I don't know if that's a thing people do, like, a lot at all, but it's like, you know, I would be tempted to ask my friends again, and it's like, I'm pretty sure, like, at least a couple of them would say yes, because they are all still massive fucking nerds in the same way that I am, if not more so than we used to be. But by the same token, I sort of, I don't know, it's like, I think I have, like, not necessarily niche interests, but interests that I think I kind of want to just go and, like, poke by myself, you know? So that'd be Birmingham MCM Comic-Con. I don't know if I'd want to dress up. Like, I'd be perfectly fine doing that as, like, a group, or, like, if I was going with other people. Solo, it's like, I don't know. Like I've dressed up on a couple of occasions as like other characters. I think I mentioned yonks ago I went to a Halloween party dressed as Leon Kennedy, which is fun. Popular character, very well liked by a lot of people, but also like you're just wearing a cool jacket and like cargo jeans and like a compression shirt. And it's like, you know, I was in shape at the time. I mean, more shape now. It's going to look great if I do something like that again. And I'd do something like that again because, you know, I've got the Leon imitation jacket with like the cool fur lining and everything like that. The MCM Comic-Con in my hometown is in August in the fucking dead of summer. Like, fuck, am I wearing like a winter coat in the middle of summer just to look like a character? Because people might run up to me and say that I look cute or some shit. It's like, I'm not doing that, bro. It's like no amount of like compliments from nerds are worth that. And I say that as a nerd who likes being complimented by other people. maybe if they have one in winter next year, I'll pull that shit. But no, it's like anything else I'd want to do would be like a lot of like effort and money that I don't have a costume for actively at the moment. And it would also be like a case of, do I want to wander around in like a potentially niche reference or like a Bloodborne fit when I don't fucking know anyone and it's like, this is my first time. It's like, no. Sometimes, Nick, you kind of just got to take things, a step at a time. You gotta do the mild thing first. Sometimes you gotta run before you can sprint. I was looking into that though, and it's like I mentioned Birmingham already. It's like that's my hometown, and like it's kind of weird when it's like how many fucking conventions we have here. Because it's like I wouldn't think so. Because like we don't get anything else here. It's like everything in this fucking country is centered in London. I fucking hate London. I don't hate people from London. If you're from London, I love you. Same as anywhere else, with some exceptions. You know who you are. Joking. And like, there have been cases, times when it's like I've like looked into like, oh, I'd love to try this activity or this thing. Oh, if fucking when I was looking for a job, like before I decided to do this for a living, or to give it a go anyway, and like. I was like, hey, oh man, it'd be really convenient if I could find like any like jobs in my fucking area of expertise. Oh, I see, they're all in London. Every single fucking one of them. Oh, all of the like hobbies that I like have an interest in, all the good shit's in London. That's probably why I got into miniatures so hard. It's like you find like a miniature store in this fucking country like every 3 feet. But no, it's good. I am sort of like thrilled to be getting on with some sort of with stump stuff, and it's like on top of that, my health and fitness like journey has taken some really good turns in the past couple of months. It's like I've been doing well at the gym. I've been focusing on cardio and whatnot. And it's like, I'm not like sort of in like a position where it's like, I want to get like jacked or like fucking ripped or anything like that. But I'm at the point where it's like, I am quite happy with how I look. And it's like, with a little bit of tailoring here or there, like in the immediate, it's like, I can sort of get some very nice aesthetics going. And it's like, I kind of want to like practice with makeup a little bit, combo that with some like sort of outfits. And then, well, let's just say that maybe I won't need to be commissioning any art for a bit. I don't know, being smug with myself. I think I've had this thing where it's like learning to draw. That's another fucking thing. I am like the singing lesson shit that like fucking boosted my confidence to no end and back. Like other little things like that I've been trying lately. So good. I've been having such a good time with it. I had like the epiphany the other day where it's like I was like what was I doing? I had a full, like, somebody messaged me and, like, the pop-up, like, distracted me and, like, I read another sentence and it, like, broke the sentence that I was in the middle of. Come on, where were we? Come on, I don't need to pause the recording and do it and, like, look at it. It's like, I'm good. Come on. Where were you? What were you talking about? What were you doing? Me trying to sound sexy and, like, interrogate myself is actually distracting me more. It's getting worse. Miniatures. No. Shit, okay, I need to... I'll be right back. Give me a second. Shh, it's okay. It's no need to panic. I've got it. Sorry. Costumes. Makeup. Art. That was it. That's so perfect. Well done. I can't get off to myself like that. That'd be ridiculous. Yeah, drawing. You ever just brute force yourself into remembering something? It's good. That's what I was doing with the song earlier. That's like, I had to like perform a bit of the song. I didn't even get the title of it. Anyway, drawing lessons. I'm going to be taking drawing lessons because it's like, I had tried sort of looking up tutorials online, doing things like that, learning by myself, for myself. I'd done that a number of times and it just didn't work for me. It's like, I'd make progress, you know, like I was able to follow lessons. I'd like to even say that I was a pretty fast learner, but like, you know, it's like, I'd get to like the point where it's like, okay, we're going to start putting these like basic shapes into anatomy. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's like, I'm understanding it. Like, this is going together well. And it's like, I'm grasping the fundamentals. And then like, they would say, okay, I want you to go home and like do X amount of practice. And I go, and it's like, oh, I need to draw how much once a day? And it's like, I don't mind. I enjoy doing it. But like, fuck, are you kidding? Really? Like, oh, I'm not going to be good at that. I'm going to fucking suck at that. I don't remember to do things like that. And this is why I'm now medicated for ADHD, which is going to help in that department. But I also had a realization, and that is that a big part of why I was struggling is that the practice being given in like all of those things, like even when it's like I was like looking on something like Skillshare, because man, those YouTube ads gotta work eventually. I've seen fucking enough of them. And I was like following a course that was very step by step by step and was very good. You know, no slander to the course teachers here. You don't get feedback, you know? It's like you can't get like intricate, okay, you're doing X, you're doing Y. The singing lessons have been great for that because it's like my singing teacher, who is an absolutely fucking wonderful woman, who is so, so talented. She like will sort of say, okay, Nick, you're doing X, try and sort of like do Y, you know? It's like, there's a lot of sort of like, okay, were you like singing in your throat there? Okay, make sure you like move it up. Try and like find a bit of a sound and like, so almost nasally, and then sort of like move it into the roof of the mouth, etc. And that's like been really, really eye-opening to me. Like, I think I've always sort of like beaten myself up a little bit as being like a slow learner when it comes to classes, you know? And I look at that and I think to myself, shit, maybe I just need more feedback. Maybe I just need more like one-to-one time, you know? I really, really feel like I have had so many like things that I've kind of dropped or like let sort of fade away as an interest of mine. Also, I'm sorry if I'm like mush mouthing a little bit. I bit my tongue the other day. it's the swelling is mostly gone down, but it's still got a bit of an end over here, you know? It's like, it's awful. But I really, really have just like enjoyed being able to like get positive feedback on, oh, you did this so well, or touch this up a little bit, change this a little bit. Okay, I think you're doing X. It's like, oh. And even like having your limitations be acknowledged in real time by somebody who is willing to go through said limitations and like experiment with where you can and can't do things is so nice. Like the other day, what was the song we were doing? Oh yeah, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Fucking great song. I love that one so much. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. Not a good rendition of that, because like, holy fuck, it's a difficult song to sing. 'Cause like, he's back here and doing this little thing. Like, but like, not in the way that he's like still fucking enunciating somehow. We got to a point where it's like, we were trying that song, and I was learning it, and I was fucking belting it, which is another reason why I didn't, like, go for a full-throated version of it there, because you need to, like, yell parts of that song. And there's a bit, like, in the second chorus where it's like, I tried to go high. Now, my voice is a bit difficult in that, like, I can only push so high before I start to really run into some sort of issues up here, where it's like I'm sort of stretching against the edges of what I can say and do because I'm really, really up in the roof of my mouth right now. And it's like I can push a bit higher than that, especially when I am sort of singing and I'm fully breathed up and everything. So it'd be like,
and be up here, and it's like I'm very, I'm really sort of having to strain a lot of muscles to get up here and to do this.
God, that probably doesn't sound as attractive as some of you are used to. It's like trying to get a high pitched note out of my vocal range, and I have a decent range. You know, I like to think I'm pretty good.
And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken.
We were doing like the octave above that. Trying to, anyway. Fully pumped up, in the zone, hydrated, not having just spent the last 30 minutes talking. And it's like I was touching it. I was like brushing it again. I was brushing hitting the note and I was getting there just about, just nearly, just on the fucking cusp. And we moved away from it because it's like there was a point where it's like I was doing the technique right and it's like I was pushing against it and it's like there were certain sounds where I could hit notes like that, not the sounds in this song. Because it's like there are certain like noises that you can do with a higher pitch easier than anything else. And it's like easier than like noises like D's or T's or anything like that. It's like those are difficult to like sort of stretch yourself on. Other things that are like M's. I did a really bad one there, but you get what I mean. It's all to do with like where your tongue is positioned and like sort of how much air you have to move for various sounds. It's interesting stuff. It's really good. But like having a teacher sit with me for like basically like 2 hours of lessons, sort of like going through, okay, try this. Okay, maybe try this. ETC, 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 until we just say, okay, there are limits to what you can do that are based in technique, and there are limits to what you can do that are just your body physically can't push this limit. And that is like really like sort of like it is gratifying to have a teacher sort of say, you can do this. And it's like, I thoroughly believe that with like the right amount of practice, you can do this. But also I should like, I'm willing to just sort of say, let's try something else for a bit. Because it's like, you know, it's like you get fatigued if you're just like pushing the same thing over and over again. Like I remember when I was little, I had this like shitty fucking teacher who was like a PE teacher. And he was convinced that he could get me to like riding bikes. I fucking hate cycling. I hate cycling with the burning of a thousand suns. I fucking hate it. I will fucking hate cycling. It's terrible. I can't understand why anyone likes that fucking sport. I hate it. And to me, like, that is, like, sort of the epitome of just, like, you cannot fucking keep on with somebody and just sort of, like, push, like, relentless enthusiasm on them to do something. It's like, you have to give a little and get a little. And, like, you know, she hasn't even, like, fucking given up on me, like, doing this. It's like, I think it's, like, you know, like, as there was some, like, acquiescence of, like, she could see that I was getting, like, a bit fatigued, sort of, like, pushing this thing. And it's like, And as well as that, it's like also she was like seeing progress in some areas, but not others. And it's like, you know, it's like I was appreciating the responsibility inherent in saying, I'm not a miracle worker. You're not a miracle worker. Let's take things step by step. Walk before you can run. Run before you can sprint. Sprint before you can fly. I put that almost charmingly. But I can't fucking slaughter Fly Me to the Moon right now. Oh, and Hallelujah. I did a little, like, thing of Hallelujah while we were in class. The Leonard Cohen version. The good version. In that class. And, like, ooh, I was proud of myself. And it's like, you can tell what I do for a living. if I get in the zone and I start doing it and the sort of shit that I start trying to do with that. It's like, goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That bit's standard. What's the fucking lyric? I'm sorry that I'm doing this so much today. Like, this is my, like, hyperfixation at the moment. This is what happens when you get medicated for ADHD, but, like, you still have hyperfixations. Hallelujah, lyrics. That took me forever to type for some reason. What was the bit I was, like, doing super flirtishly? Flirtily. It is flirtily, isn't it? Flirtishly should be it. That sounds like shit, but it sounds less shit. What was it?
I've heard there was a secret chord.
Nope.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain.
How the fuck does this go? Hang on. Okay, fucking, I'll put a love in there too. I pull up my Spotify and it still has Captain Beef written in the fucking... Oh, that's loud, fuck me. Surprised if you guys didn't hear that. Where is it? No, it's on it. Jesus. Hallelujah. That's it. Okay, I got it.
You say I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name. But if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah.
And there's the other bit. Ah, here it was. Okay.
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne, she cut your hair. And from your lips, she drew the hallelujah.
I was doing this filthily the other day. It's like learning to flirt in how you sing something is like, there's a certain spice to it that I fucking enjoy doing. I'm on a roll now, fuck it. Fly me to the moon. Where was it? Fly Me to the Moon is like a fucking great choice to start learning to sing from, because it's like, it's not a difficult song, but it has difficult bits in it. It's like this bit's easy. It's like,
fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
I wasn't exactly on key there for all of that, but it's like, learning to sing while also, like, doing a, like, smirky fucking, like, little grin thing, like you are looking down at somebody who is absolutely fucking drenched at the sight of you. Ooh, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. I don't know. It's like I'm, like, sat here, I'm, like, curled up, I'm not standing. It's like, it's not my best work, whatever you are hearing right now. And also, like, this mic is 10,000% set up for like talking, not fucking singing to any degree. So it's like, I'm not surprised if you're getting clip notes and shit. I'm not like sort of like making excuses for my own work here. There is also just the fact that I am new to this. I am still learning. But hey, I found it satisfying. See what I mean about like the fucking like biting my mouth there? Hey, I find it satisfying. That's what I was going for. I'm perfectly fucking capable of saying that normally. That's a big bruise on the inside of my tongue. It's okay. It'll be better by morning. It's like it's been there for 2 days, basically. Thankfully, I got all my recording done in the first half of the week. Oh, blimey. I think it'll be tomorrow that I do the live recording for the poll winner. Which one is that at this point? I think I have it up. Yes, I do. Hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart. Oh, shit. Introducing you to adoration. I did not expect that to win. I thought it'd be a femboy hooker. Femboy hooker? Femboy? That's a different one. That's a future audio, but maybe that's not a bad idea. I don't know about that. Femboy hooter's new marketing strategy. I mean, it's in the winner. It's in the winner pile, but... Holy shit. Of course, multiple votes per person. It's like, I thought that was like 458 votes. Is that like individual voters? Like, Christ, that's like nearly double what I normally get. But then it's like, it's multiple voting is enabled for a change, so... Yeah, okay, never mind. It's counting votes individually, not voters individually. So it's like it's probably about the same as usual. Still, decent turnout. Be like 229 people, roundabouts. Probably more, probably less. But anyway. Yeah. I don't know. It's like I'm having a good time. I'm looking forward to doing cosplay stuff. I'm looking forward to... I found this fucking person earlier today. I was like just zipping through my socials and stuff. And by the grace of God, I was... given this wonderful, wonderful visage of this person who makes, like, custom, like, horns for, like, cosplay, dress-up, whatever the fuck. And I saw this and I was like, there is an image in my head of what I want, but I'm going to need to pay this person a lot of money to make it for me. They do 3D modeling is like the way to make it, but it's like, and it's like, I have a 3D printer, so like maybe it wouldn't be too ludicrously expensive, but like, I looked at it and I was like, ooh, the thing that I have in my head would be so cunty, and like, if I paired it with like some skimpy robes and some like, you know, LARP black plate foam armor, oh my god, I'd look so hot. And I could use it for, like, all of my, like, evil fantasy audios as, like, thumbnail fodder for the next, like, 2 years. Yeah, but it's, like, my current plans are that evil sorcerer knight thing. Probably, like, a good guy sort of, like, adventurer thingy that I'm going to try and make look a little dilfy. I want to do some, I guess you call it a male office siren. And I have taken a bit of inspiration from my BookTok colleagues. Let's go with that. Compression shirts, grey sweatpants. Look, I ain't going to criticize you for having more vanilla taste. It's okay. I'll even wear a ski mask if it makes you feel better. Oh shit, yeah, I got a fucking cum in a second. Oh my, what a life we live in. I didn't tell any of you. I got a fleshlight. It actually fucking fits this time. It's not too small for my massive fucking hog like the last one was. I don't know what to do with that old one, either way. It didn't fucking work. It was awful to use, but this one feels really good. Hopefully you'll see just how good in a second. Toodles. NMO. And away we go. Oh my fucking god. This thing feels a bit more intense than I'm used to. It's a little on the tight side today. I wonder if I'm just harder than usual. Maybe it's because I'm performing. Maybe things are just sensitive. I think things are sensitive today. I don't think I'll use this every time. It's not super convenient. I'm doing light strokes with it. There is like genuinely like a complete total night and day difference between, you know, the obvious and the obvious. Hand versus any kind of toy, I guess. I think you just sort of enter this territory. Of being, oh, fuck me. Oh, goddamn. Okay. Sorry. Pulling something up. Sometimes getting off to the right piece of material in the right way. It's like just being overstimulated by default. Fuck me. Oh, God. Why are you making something in 3 minutes? Oh, God. I'm so unbelievably close. Night and fucking day between this and the old one. That one, it's like I couldn't push into it without it like trying to push me back out because of how small it was. Mm.
Oh, God. Holy shit. Being deep in there. Oh, fuck. I have not fucked someone in a little while. Oh, fuck.
Warming.
I should do a warming ramble fap. That'd be fucking great. Oh, wouldn't it? Just like holding still, like flexing until they finish. Make like a really long one. That'd be good. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I feel good. It feels good. I'm gonna keep going. Okay, I'm gonna push it to like if I'm. Okay. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm gonna need to wait for the sensitivity to go down a bit before I take this fucking thing off. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Fuck. Gentle. I don't know whether slow and steady is better than just pulling the band-aid off all at once. Because the way this thing works is it tightens the fuck up as you pull it off. Okay, there we go. Fuck. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Sexy, Nick. Man, you've got this. Oh, dude. Fuck me. Christ almighty. Yeah, tight fit. Fuck. Oh, God. That was a unique experience. Say that, it wasn't actually unique. I've done that about fucking 15 times since I got this fucking thing like 2 weeks ago. I'm exaggerating a bit for the comedic effect, but yeah, you get me. Oh, blimey. I do hope you all enjoyed that. Oh, there you go. Man, that's cold. Ugh. You know, these things are great, but I have to go and clean that fucking thing now. Oh, lovely. Right. I'll see you all later, folks. I hope you all had a lovely time. I did. Did you notice?